Was it a relatively recent thing, or has it been in the works for a while?
We've been working on it for about a year, at least a year. Anne had mentioned that it would be nice to have a covered shelter on the pad by the Fisk Fountain. And the gravel out there is a really difficult surface for other abled people to walk across. So we were looking at something that people would be able to navigate that maybe had a little mobility issue. And the hospital had been having a series of community conversations. And one of the people that came to one of those sessions was from AARP, and he talked about some community challenge grants. I contacted them about the possibility of some funding for that project for a covered shelter. And we didn't get the grant at that time. But then they contacted me back and said they would like to fund it under a different program. And so I went online and looked up how much it would cost to build a covered shelter. And I'm not an architect, but came up with a rough estimate of materials and put in a grant for that. And we got it. And so that's how that was funded.
Great. And it was just constructed this year, I think, right?
It was. It took us a while to get a contractor. Contractors have been pretty busy. And we had one, and then that fell through. And we finally got D&D to come and do the work. And within 10 minutes of finishing the project, we had people under the shelter, which was really pretty cool.
Very cool. And they need it this summer, a little bit rainy, so it's perfect for that to sit. The idea is to sit in that area and look out at the Fisk sculpture and take
well,
it all
and
in.
Well, and the fountain right now is not operating. We had a problem with the pump, but the Public Works is working on that, and it should be back up and running soon. But we see Kinderskog kids come through. There are high schoolers that come through when school's in session. After school, they'll sometimes come through the park. We've had geocachers who come through. Apparently, there are some geocache sites at the museum that I didn't know about. That's been kind of fun. And sometimes just people wandering through the neighborhood that, you know, stop and sit and relax out there. And we like to have them. And part of the justification for it, and I hope that it happens, is that we'll be able to bring long-term care residents once some of the COVID restrictions are relaxed, that they would be able to come. Because sometimes they're brought over to the museum to be able to see our exhibits too, but that would be a nice place to be able to sit outside and just enjoy the scenery.
All right. Anything else to know about it at this point?
Just that there are AARP does have community challenge grants out there, and they're geared towards making communities more livable and meeting the needs of a range of ages, not just seniors. So we certainly invite everybody to come out and enjoy that. And coming up next week, I believe, on the 28th, will be music. Sarah C. is going to come out and play there. And then in August, the Petersburg Arts Council's Moving Music Series is going to have a session. And we'll probably put up a separate tent so folks can sit in the shelter area and listen to the music.